Hey there, it's Susanne from SusanneReiker.com, and today I want to share with you three essential factors to consider if you want to establish yourself as a credible authority and overcome imposter syndrome. I know many of us struggle with imposter syndrome, especially when we are in the business of teaching, coaching, or training. We want to avoid being labeled as imposters and ensure that we feel qualified to provide valuable information. So let's dive into the three key elements that will help you position yourself as an expert. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz Podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reiker, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week, you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. So, why does imposter syndrome occur? Well, it often stems from our own insecurities and fear of failure. We set high standards for ourselves and constantly compare our achievements to those around us, leading to a constant sense of not being good enough. If you're feeling like that, you are not alone, my friend. I've been suffering from this in the past. A lot of my students or clients are struggling with that. I know from really successful entrepreneurs who still suffer from imposter syndrome, who are still comparing themselves to other people. But there are things you can do, right? So you don't have to just accept it as it is. Let's talk about some practical strategies for overcoming imposter syndrome and unleashing your inner authority. First, let's talk about education. You should know what you're talking about. I mean, obviously. But formal education isn't necessarily a requirement. You don't need a 4-year degree or even a 2-year degree to be an expert in your field, in what you teach, to be able to teach something to others. I myself studied marketing at the university and I have a master's degree and I've been working in digital advertising for over 15 years before I started my own business. But I don't think this necessarily makes me a better coach. And it also doesn't mean that I don't have imposter syndrome or I had that, because it's like, what I teach is different again to what I've been doing working in advertising, right? So it's never 100% the same thing, I feel. It's important, yes. So having education is important. But someone who doesn't have that kind of background but got amazing results for herself. So for example, let's say they mastered selling on Instagram. That's what makes you an expert in that field. And you can share what you've done to get results with others, of course. So I feel education is helpful and it's important, but it doesn't mean that you need years and years and years of training or formal education before you can go out there, create offers, help people, right? So I would always say continue actively learning about your topic, though. That's important. So are you reading books related to your field? Are you taking courses or attending relevant classes and workshops? It's important to invest in your own education if you're teaching others and to continue doing that. You're never really done. This can be as simple as listening to podcasts like this one, reading blogs, buying books, or taking classes or workshops. So when was the last time you invested in your own growth and knowledge? And it doesn't always have to be a really expensive extra training, though. Don't think you need to spend thousands all the time. You also need to be able to afford extra trainings, and you should be able to make your money back. This is really important because you run a business, so there's a line here. If you're always looking for another training to do before you put yourself really out there, so for example, before you create a premium offer, look at what's stopping you, really. Do you really need that training, or is it fear that's stopping you? So education, really important. Continue educating yourself, but be aware of that fine line where you're just going from training to training to training without ever really stepping out there and helping people, right? You don't want to end up there. Okay, moving on. Secondly, let's discuss experience. First-hand experience is incredibly significant, perhaps even more so than education, like I said above in that example. A lot of folks get called out as frauds because they teach before they actually put what they learn into action. You gotta practice what you preach, my friend. It's not enough to just regurgitate what you learned from a course or book. You got to have real life experience and lessons learned from trial and error. That's how people will connect with you. So before you start telling me how to make $5,000 from my blog or how to tone up my midlife belly, you better have done that yourself. When you teach, it's gotta have to come from your own experiences. So what's your personal journey with what you're teaching? What have you gone through? And finally, let's explore examples. It's crucial to have more than just yourself as a case study. Do you have testimonials and case studies from clients or individuals you've genuinely helped? Such evidence proves that people have applied your teachings and achieved positive results. Demonstrating real-world outcomes is the ultimate way to avoid being perceived as a fraud and is going to help you when you have imposter syndrome. While education and experience, they both provide a really strong foundation. Examples are what truly set you apart. You want to ensure that you not only have personal experience, but also tangible proof of the results achieved by yourself, your clients, or even friends and family members if you're just starting your business. Now, you might be wondering how to acquire examples if you haven't yet obtained clients. In such cases, I mean, everybody starts there, right? I would suggest that you reach out to friends, family, or random people on Facebook groups that align with your target audience. Propose, like, for example, a service exchange or ask people to be case studies for a few weeks or months, then monitor their progress and measure the results of your training. By doing this, you will have at least one compelling case study to showcase, enabling you to position yourself confidently as an expert. This is what I've done when I just started out. I offered free website reviews, and in exchange, I got some testimonials and learned more about my audience and what they struggle with. I also offered some big discounts when I just got started selling online courses, just to get my first clients, or when I was still designing websites. I'm not saying that you should underprice yourself, but if you don't have any testimonials yet, and you haven't gotten any one results yet beside yourself, this is not the time where you go out there with a 10K coaching package or something like that, right? Start small, over-deliver, get your first handful of clients, and set yourself up for growth. Feeling like an imposter can be daunting. No questions about it, especially in a saturated industry. But by consistently Focusing on education, experience, and examples, you'll set yourself up for success. Remember, always strive to deepen your knowledge in your area of expertise. Apply your education to gain personal experiences that validate your teachings, and gather testimonials and case studies as examples to let others' results speak for themselves. And there you have it. That's hopefully going to help you navigate imposter syndrome and unleash your inner authority. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that imposter syndrome is a common experience, but it doesn't define you. It's essential to cultivate self-compassion, so important as always, and to remind yourself that you are deserving of success and recognition. And I strongly believe you have everything in you already to get out there and help people start sharing your work. Start putting yourself out there. You are deserving of all the success in the world. Okay there, join me next time as we continue our exploration of self-discovery and empowerment. We'll be diving deeper into rituals, manifestations, and systems that I use in my business in next week's episode. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself, embrace your journey, and unleash your inner authority. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to susannereicher.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or Next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereicher.com/bootcamp. That's susannereicher.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Biz Hive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.